hello everyone, you're listening to Battle Red Radio. I'm Matt Weston. This evening I'm joined by the Pizza Planet, my good friend Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
Pizza Planet?
Yeah.
Usually you could say the pizza to my planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that too.
See?
I was thinking about saying like the I don't know. Maybe yeah. I could be Jupiter and Pizza Planet could be one of my moons.
I don't know what you're saying now. You know, we were on the same page, and then you jumped to something else. You made a great reference. We were on board together, and then what do you do?
I think I can name three of Jupiter's moons. You ready?
What?
Io, Titan.
Who knows it? Okay, Titan. Okay. Titan.
Europa. And there's another one.
Okay, the first one, no clue. Titan for sure, no. Europa, I've heard of it before. Can't put my finger on it. But first one, I have no clue what the hell you just
said.
Yeah,
I hope Titan's not a moon of Saturn, though, because it may be.
I just remember it from Titan A.E.
Yeah.
Because that's based on a true story.
Well, you can see all four of them.
Dude, the map was in his hand.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie, though.
What do you mean you've never seen? What?
I just know Creed.
Okay, you are. Creed exactly.
Creed sings a song for
you
it.
Say that you're a Creed fan, and yet you don't watch Titan A.E.
I watched the music video.
Did you like the music video?
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Well, I don't know. And by the way, you know what's impressive about Titan A.E.? It's PG.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, PG-13. PG. And yet it has Creed rocking in the background. You think Creed would go a little bit more hardcore to build up that image?
No, they don't say bad words.
Of course not.
No.
By the way, Titan A.E., that still holds up.
I'll need to watch that. Maybe I can watch that and Atlantis in the same day.
Ooh, Atlantis is so good. Wait, are you watching like the 1960 version? Because it's usually what you do.
Nah.
The Disney one?
Yeah, the Disney one.
All right, man. Let's have a cartoon.
Do you think Atlantis is real?
Yeah. I would say that it was probably like not. It could have been maybe have the advanced civilization, but it has to be a city, a real one that probably did sink. I would imagine that, but I would think that it would sink because of the Earth just going through. Or something happened like a meteor hit the ocean or, a tsunami.
I think
it could have happened.
I think it's a metaphorical story and it's a symbol of the unconscious mind.
Okay, here we go.
So I think.
You know what? Please keep going.
Yeah. And right. It's like they have this ancient civilization and then as we become more and more westernized, we lose that portion of our psyche. And it's mysterious, though. We know it's there, but, we don't know it's there.
See, I've been watching a lot more complex things than you, and that's Mary-Kate and Ashley. I watched Passport in Paris yesterday with the lady. Dude, that movie is hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think you can watch those movies anymore.
Oh, no. Listen,
you're gonna end up on
if you want to make it inappropriate, we can make it inappropriate.
You're going to drive down home prices in this neighborhood.
I just got to tell you this, because no, it's the lady. She wanted to watch. Okay. Yeah, she wanted to watch one of those movies, and so she's like, I'm going to put it on. I go, okay, fine, whatever. I'm going to look at my phone. She puts it on, and the funny thing about it, she thought they were on a set shoot, meaning that they were on the actual, in Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's all green screen.
Of course.
And she thought that they spent the money and had the budget to fly Mary-Kate and Ashley's ass to Paris so that they could shoot this film that's an hour and 20 minutes long. Dude, I die.
So she was like, yeah, I'm really kind of missing Paris today. I'm going to watch this so I can see some Paris.
Oh, and I was talking so much smack. It's so good.
Because when she was a baby, she thought it was Paris.
Man, we just...
Paris is beautiful.
We just need to have a podcast of just rewatching those movies. We won't lose our mind.
No.
We won't lose our mind, I promise.
Well, here at Battle Red Radio, we explore the intersection of race and Houston Texans football. So today, like I know we're laughing. This is a very serious podcast. We're going to discuss a fake fantasy football team where we're going to take fictional football players from a variety of films and movie-ish situations.
Oh, these are
football-ish,
these are inspirational movies here.
Sport-ish movies to come up with some fake teams. And because there's no football, and football may not even exist this year, who knows. So this is what we got today. It's the peak of the offseason.
Don't worry. So I feel like this is going to be a test for us because we're going to do this type of fantasy draft. We're going to draft these fictional movie characters. and we're going to decide who has the best team. But also, this is preparing for us, because if it hits August, September, you and I need to find a show where we have a new fantasy. I don't know what that show is. You and I will think of that together, but it's got to be one of those type of shows.
I already know what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
There's no football, like week one, we're turning this into a William Faulkner book club.
What? I don't...
That's what we're going to do.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's what we're going
to
do.
You could have at least made it a little bit fun, but instead you wanted to make it a book club.
Yeah,
we're going to do William Faulkner
exactly
book club.
We can read the trilogy of The Sound of the Fury,
what
As I Lay Dying, and A Lie in August. And maybe if we
As I Lay Dying is a band, dude.
We can do Absalom, Absalom.
As I Lay Dying is a band.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I don't
want
to.
So do you want heads or you want tails?
Oh, okay. So this is for first pick, correct? And
yeah.
We're doing snake?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go
in the air.
Heads. Okay. All right. That was a wonderful flip. Somehow it's up against the wall. And it's small. Hold on. We'll see. Wait.
Is the dog
wait.
In it? Come on, doggy.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Get it. Oh,
no.
Good girl.
Hold on.
It's heads.
It's heads.
What a good dog.
That was pretty insane. She picked up the coin after it was on its side then flipped it to the proper side.
No, it was just magic.
Okay.
It just did it itself.
So that means I get first, correct?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't want this. I really did. I want to go back to back here. So my first pick of the draft, like I said, Matt, you better be prepared for me. We're going to go the Mud Dogs. We're going to go Waterboy Mud Dogs defense. We are doing that for the very first pick of the draft. I can't take any chances. Bobby Boucher is going to at least score me 2 touchdowns by himself on the defensive side.
Maybe 1 touchdown.
Okay, I'm still going to have this in the bag now.
For the whole year, every game.
Dude, he's every game.
Every game, you probably get 1 touchdown out of it.
All right. So either way, that's defense. That's a touchdown every time.
One summer, I made South Central Louisiana State University in like NCAA football and made Bobby Boucher as a freshman. And he's like 99 overall. And yeah, and it was just like, you simulate and he'd be like 47 tackles, 6-5 touchdowns. It was pretty cool. All right. So my first pick.
You scared now, though?
No. My first pick, I'm going to go Rod Tidwell. Wide receiver.
Oh, Jerry Maguire.
I've never seen Jerry Maguire, but...
What are you talking
about? I know
about?
He's supposed to be a very good wide receiver.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to have to dissect this a little bit. Are you even allowed to pick the character if you don't know the character?
I know the character. I just have never seen the movie.
This is Show Me the Money, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know what? Rod Tidwell did get knocked out in the game. Let's not forget. He was knocked out. Sure, he came back up 5 minutes
Arizona
later.
Cardinals.
It's true.
Renee Zellweger always looks like she's crying.
Hold on, who?
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger. Who is the way Zellweger?
Renee Zellweger.
Zellweger.
I can't say it, dude.
Renee Zellweger.
I can't say it.
Just
I
say,
tried.
Just say, like, how it's W-E-G. I don't even know.
It's spelled weird. Spelled weird. You know what my favorite movie of hers is? Bridget Jones's Diary.
Which one?
First one.
Second one's so good, though, because she's pregnant and she doesn't even know who the dad is.
Oh.
Oh. Talk about
like,
a plot.
Do you like Colin Firth or...
Was it? It's Jack. Jackman?
I thought it was Jack.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
I was like, Hugh Jackman.
Why do
that's
I know that?
Right.
Why do I know that? That's not good.
Yeah, I was like, well, yeah, it's Hugh Grant that... heard Hugh, and I thought Hugh Jackman, but it isn't. Which one do you like more?
I'm going to go with Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
I just think he's a better fit. I think he's a better overall guy. I think he means well.
Yeah, I think Colin's too old for her at that time.
Yeah. He's just, and Colin Firth, I mean, come on. He's just so proper. Dude, get out.
Have you seen Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy?
By the way, what if, shocking to go backwards here, what if the big twist is that Rod Tidwell is really the dad? Okay. So,
and Bridget's Diary. I like that.
That's a good one.
Maybe Rod has like 17 kids.
Whoa, actually, I don't know how many he has in the movie. I think it's around 5, though, that he has with his lady.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I only know he's like, his lady was in Watchmen, and she was in Miss Congeniality, but recently Watchmen. I can't think of her name though. She was great. She's been great.
All right, so I got Mr. Tidwell. So my flex pick here.
Okay.
I'm going Air Bud.
Wait. What do you mean you're going Air Bud?
Buddy from Air Bud Golden Retriever.
Do you have an argument for this?
He's like Christian McCaffrey before his time. And like, look, if he takes a bad hit, he'll probably be out for the season. But he's very hard to tackle. He's very elusive. He can run the ball. He can catch the ball. He's great in the screen game. He can do a little bit of everything. He's definitely the fastest guy on the field every snap.
Okay, I don't know if he's the fastest guy on the field after every snap.
Yeah, you think Tyreek Hill's faster than Golden Retriever?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I want to see that race.
He doesn't.
Wait, what's a Golden Retriever? Look that up, though. What is the top speed of a Golden Retriever? It can't be that fast.
It has four legs.
So?
It's also an athletic Golden Retriever.
Now we're changing it. Well, obviously, Taylor, this is a performance dog.
Yeah, this
dog.
Is a performance Golden Retriever. This isn't like, you know, fat, you know, couch. Golden,
I don't even know, because it wouldn't have normal Golden Retriever just... I don't think they're fast.
He's fast in the movie.
We're going to need it.
Yeah, did you ever see that movie?
Which one? Air Bud, the football one?
Yeah.
No, wasn't that Air Bud 7?
No, 2.
That was not Air Bud 2.
It was.
No way.
Yeah, it was.
That Air Bud 2 was also basketball.
No.
They went to a different sport altogether in Air Bud 2?
Same school, the Timberwolves and everything.
Talk. What are the other sports then? Isn't there 9 films?
Yeah, but then they do other stuff or whatever. I liked MVP, the most valuable primate, where they have the monkey playing hockey.
What's better, Air Bud or Beethoven?
Oh, it's Air Bud.
What? No. No way, man. Beethoven is so good.
Yeah, Air Bud, Golden Retriever.
What's top speed?
21% Rotten Tomatoes.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't know what Rotten Tomatoes.
No, he gets crushed, though, in this movie. Like, absolutely.
Does he get hit?
Isn't that beautiful? It says Air Bud diagnosed with CTE, which is
very unfortunate.
I didn't know that happened to him.
Oh, nice flex player, then. He's going to really hold up all season.
Yeah, like, I mean, I know he's going to be great. He's like the Will Fuller of fantasy football. You're going to get 4 really great games out of him. Some roulette playing, but you know it's well worth it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. My next pick here is so easy. I can't believe you didn't even pick him. It's got to be Maggette. It's got to be Nelly. It's got to be longest yard here. That man doesn't even need shoes in order
to
run.
Receiver or running back.
Running back. He doesn't even need shoes to be able to run. Oh, that man was the fastest human being alive. Everybody knows that. I can't believe you didn't pick him. This is a game over now.
No.
Maggette's going to be able to return kicks.
Yeah, everything you're saying, Air Bud does, and he doesn't.
Maggette's faster than Air Bud.
No, he has 4
yes,
legs.
Yes, he is. No. I don't care if he has 4 legs.
He's a lot harder. It's a lot harder to tackle a
Your
dog.
Your flex player already has CTE. My running back is the greatest.
That was from the University of Dartmouth. What do they know?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know anything.
All right, is it my next pick already?
Yeah.
All right, my next pick. I'm going to go running back again. Julian Washington. We're going LL Cool J. We are going to the Sunday.
S-U-N-D-A-E. He's making ice cream back there.
What are you talking about? We're going Sunday. No, he's a running back. What? Oh, man. It's Sunday.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah. I was like, why am I blanking there? Okay. Any given Sunday, Washington. He's going to be my bulldozer up the middle. That's all I'm going to be able to do is just run the ball. Dude, you're not going to be able to stop me at this point.
I'm not
stopping you. The defense, the running backs, what are you even planning at this point?
It's a fantasy team, so it's all about scoring points, you know?
Yeah, I know. I have the bulldozer that's going to get it on every red line, that's going to get it every red zone, every 1 yard, every 5 yard, every 10 yard. And then I got Maggette, who's just going to be able to run it whenever they're 80 yards. He's Saquon. He's better than Saquon. This is... Wait, are you kidding me?
Well, now.
Are you kidding me right now? What is that?
all right, well, that's fine. I'm going to go wide receiver again here, too. And I'm going to go Clifford Franklin from The Last Boy Scout.
Who's Clifford Franklin? What's The Last Boy Scout?
You don't know that movie?
I don't know that movie.
An FBI informant, and that guy gets shot playing football. And Clifford Franklin, he was in Evolution. It's the same actor who played the guy in Evolution.
What?
Yeah.
What are you even saying right now? What do you see? This is the problem with you, is that you have to watch the 1965 movies in order to understand.
No, he's in The Replacements. My bad, not The Last Boy Scout. I got confused. He is in The Last Boy Scout too. But yeah, Clifford Franklin in The Replacements. He plays wide receiver, catches passes from Keanu Reeves.
Oh no! I know what you're saying now. All right, yeah.
Orlando Jones is the actor. And have you ever seen Evolution? That's a fun movie.
I was about to say, what are you even talking about? No, I don't know what Evolution is.
It's with the guy from X-Files also. And he, like, gets this alien inside of him, and they have to cut it out of him, and he's screaming. And then he asks for ice cream at the end of it, and they're like, what do you want ice cream for? And he's like, oh, it's not for me, it's for my butt. And it's very funny.
Why are you so old?
It's a great movie.
I don't think it's a great movie. I'm just not quite sure if I'm going to put great up there.
It's a great movie. He's a great wide receiver. Easy stuff here.
Okay.
And this is a PPR league too, you know.
That's fine. My running backs already have you beat here. All right, so I have Franklin now. So you're already done with your wide receivers.
Yeah, and so my next pick.
So you think, hold on, you picked three wide receivers in a row.
Yeah.
And you picked Rod Tidwell. You picked Clifford Franklin.
And Air Bud.
From the Washington Sentinels. And you picked Air Bud.
Yeah.
These are your three that you're going to be resting.
For sure. Okay. And then running back. Well, I guess
make sure.
You already have your two running backs. So I'll go quarterback. Give me Cap Rooney, who is from The Longest Yard. And Mew plays Cap Rooney.
Wait, what?
Do you know who plays Cap Rooney in The Longest Yard?
Who is The Longest Yard?
Any Given Sunday, my mistake.
Oh, are you talking about Jamie Foxx?
No, it's friend of the podcast. He's a friend of the podcast, Any Given Sunday, Cap Rooney. He's the quarterback until he gets hurt. And the backup quarterback gets hurt. And that leads to Jamie Foxx starting at quarterback.
Is it Dennis Quaid?
Yeah. Dennis Quaid.
I didn't even have to look that up. All right.
That's my quarterback. And he's not hurt in this case.
Oh,
know?
Wait. No. He will be hurt, though.
No, this is like 2010 Peyton Manning we're talking about.
So you think... Wait. No. You're not going to be able to pick and choose here. This is where you saw them in the movie.
Yeah, he ends up starting at the end of the year again.
Yeah, I know, but isn't Jamie Foxx a better quarterback than him in the end?
He's more exciting.
Isn't that what everybody wants to see?
He's an old-timer. Well, also, you guys think about the contract. He's on a rookie contract, and you can develop him, and you can do a lot more creative things with him, but, you know, Cap's good. It's a passing league.
I don't even know what you're saying right now, but
I
like
it. The brain moves faster than the body, Taylor.
All right, so let me write this down for you then. I just don't think this was the smart one. I mean, that's your quarterback? You could have done anything, and you chose that?
Yeah, it's my quarterback.
All right, so am I up here?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll go with my first wide receiver. My first wide receiver is Tarzan. Going Tarzan, Man of the Jungle. This is what we are doing. Obviously, he was just born and raised. He swings from rope to rope. His hands have to be just insane. I'm pretty sure he can catch a football.
Where does the sport come from?
What do you mean the sport comes from?
There's no sport involved here.
There's sport in Tarzan?
When does he play sports?
Haven't you ever seen the Tarzan movie when he is surfing down the trees?
That's not a sport.
That is a sport for Tarzan.
No, it's not a team
sport.
Dude,
I'm counting this.
He's not. No, Tarzan doesn't count.
Tarzan does count.
Mm, it's not a sport-ish at all.
Dude, you're trying to change these things. You know what? It's. And by the way, because that was also the real movie where he came back home, and then he had to go back. That was a recent movie. It's a problem with you, too. You don't watch 2010 and on films. This was recent that this happened.
Yeah, he's not playing sports.
All right.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree. He'd be a great wide receiver.
Yeah, that's where
he'd be he'd be like DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, so are you saying I have to come up with somebody else you're not allowing Tarzan?
Yeah, because he's not playing any sports at all.
I can't believe you're not allowing Tarzan. All right, so I'm going to pick I'll go with tight end here. My tight end is going to be Cheeseburger Eddie. Also, from Mean Machine. This is going to be my man, because it ain't easy being cheesy. He has the fries that will cross your eyes, and he has the shakes that'll make you quake.
I don't like any of those.
He is Cheeseburger Eddie.
Is that the soccer movie?
No, this is the actual, this is Longest Yard.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the Big Green Machine for a second.
No, it's the actual Longest Yard here. So that's who I'm going to go for my first. Dude, Cheeseburger Eddie, that's done. All right.
Is this from the remake or the original?
This is a remake.
Okay.
Yeah, I only go remakes here. Again, I don't watch 1978 films.
I don't know. I remember whenever I was growing up, I lived close to the movie theater. And I'd walk over there and buy one ticket and then watch like four movies in a day. And I'd steal an icy cup. And then I would I'd probably drink like six ices and watch like four movies all day and then walk back home. And that was fun. The Longest Yard was one of the movies I saw doing that.
Is that adorable?
No, it's not adorable. Just remembrance of things past.
So did you ever watch the remake, though, of The Longest Yard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
All right.
Adam Sandler was cool. I was a big Adam Sandler fan.
Are you?
I don't know anymore. I haven't seen one of his movies in a while.
What are you talking about? You saw Uncut Gems.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that version of Adam Sandler.
Oh, so you're wanting like to go with one
like
of those.
Fartso, Dog Boner, Adam Sandler.
Oh, I know what you're saying. So what was the Misha one? Yeah, there was a murder mystery one on Netflix. That wasn't that good. It was really boring. Yeah. Especially in a lot of areas. The only one that was, I don't know, we really like Blended. We just like him and Drew Barrymore.
I want to see Little Nicky still really badly.
I hate Little Nicky.
Little Nicky's great.
I hate Little Nicky so much.
I love Little Nicky.
Why do you love Little Nicky?
Because it's cold.
Can you explain this to me?
I feel just like him. It's cold up on Earth, you know? He needs the heat.
All right. Am I up
again? Heather Graham's a beautiful angel. The guy with the boobs on his head. That guy cracks me up. I love that guy.
Whenever I had to watch Little Nicky and y'all showed me and y'all were wanting to laugh, so I just thought it was the most ridiculous, dumb movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I'm trying to compare. Oh, when the lady showed me, have you ever heard of the movie called The Pest?
No.
She showed me that. It's like with John Leguizamo. Yeah, it gets pretty deep, and it's called The Pest, so it's about him being obnoxious.
Sounds
so
awful.
I want you to think about that. He is supposed to be obnoxious.
Yeah, it sounds like a divorce.
It sounds really bad.
Yeah, I get divorced for a
long time. Yeah, but you know what? Your whole your whole premise is get divorced. It's your answer for everything, but not here. Here, we are till you die.
Yeah, it's true.
It's The Office.
Yeah.
It's Michael Scott.
Yeah, I guess so. Does he play sports?
No. Well, yeah, his basketball game is unbelievable, but he's actually a premium ice skater.
Yeah, that's true.
He is. So he was a big-time hockey guy, and he shows off in a few episodes.
Yeah, I know.
Because he also says live strong, and he has a made-up bracelet.
And he checks them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if we did the hockey draft, it'd be him and that chimpanzee from MVP would be the two picks. And then there'd be Slapshot and then all the Mighty Ducks and the evil Iceland team. I hate Iceland.
Why?
They're evil.
Why were they evil
Bad
in
people.
It? Wasn't it just the coach? Because the female assistant coach, how did that female assistant coach be so hot? And was so like on that team in big meanies.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. And then she's
maybe that was Gorm Bombay's anima. That was his soul, you know.
That was his soul.
Yeah, that was his anima.
It was his anima?
Anima.
You got an anima?
Anima.
What's in it? What did you get, man?
Anima.
What's an anima?
It's the feminine side of a male, and the animus is the masculine side of a female. We all have one, and it's also another representation of the soul, you know?
Sounds like you want to get an enema.
No, I don't need to do that.
All right, my next pick. You know what? I'm going to go with Sunshine from...
For your quarterback?
Yeah. I'm going to go Sunshine for my quarterback from Remember the Titans, because I'm a big believer, and he's not afraid to take a hit, because obviously he'll just flip the defender over. So, I'm gonna say Sunshine. And by the way, did you see that accuracy? The moment that boy showed up from California, he threw that long pass, hit that dude in the back. What was his name that he hit? Was it Petey? Could have been Petey that he hit. Either way, Remember the Titans.
Good movie.
Such an all-time great.
Yeah, good movie.
Man, I love that movie. There is nothing wrong with that movie.
No, I like it. It's a good movie.
No opinion on it?
No, it's fun. I like whenever they're in training camp probably the most.
Why do you like it when they're in training camp?
Because they're just sweating and puking and going for long runs. Do a bunch of up-downs, you know?
So you like when the boys are sweating?
No, it's because like football to me is practicing, not as much as playing games, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all you do when you play football. You just practice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You play 10 games, and then you practice 1,000 hours for 10 games.
Yeah?
That's all you do is practice.
Interesting, man. I think you just like the sweaty boys.
No.
That's what I heard out of you.
I wish it was that simple.
Oh, it always is.
All right, so I guess it's my turn to make two picks. I'm going to grab my running backs here. I got Smash Williams from Friday Night Lights. And I have Guard Durnham which is Steve Austin in The Longest Yard.
Oh, my God. You just...
And you want to talk about scoring some touchdowns. 1 yard line. He's like Mike Allstott, you know. And then Smash Williams is of the, you know, Saquon Barkley sort of mold, you know.
Is this really the only argument that you have with that?
Yeah.
Okay. The Steve Austin one is absolutely terrible.
It's great.
That's absolutely terrible.
He's going to play fullback.
Pretty sure he got knocked out of the game.
He's going to play fullback.
No, man. He got knocked out of the game, though.
He scored a touchdown.
So you have now 3 guys that are knocked out of the game.
No. I'm talking about over the course of a 16-game season.
Yeah. Dennis Quaid didn't last. Dennis Quaid. Steve Austin is not going to last. Air Bud, CTE. Rod Tidwell, knocked out.
They're good. Maybe I should pick the, for my quarterback, I should have picked the, in Friday Night Lights, the kid who gets put in the hospital. Goes in a wheelchair in the first episode. You ever watch that TV show?
Which one?
Friday Night Lights, the TV show.
No, I only did the movie on it.
The first episode, you know, they have like the hot, like really great quarterback, and he gets paralyzed. And the whole rest of the season, he's just paralyzed, and it's really unfortunate and very sad to watch, you know.
Is it like Degrassi type thing?
He's kind of, and I don't know. And then his best friend's the running back, and then his best friend has sex with his girlfriend.
What?
Yeah, and his running back.
That's not a best friend.
And it's supposed to be his best friend. And the running back's that guy who played, you know that Disney movie where the guy's on Mars? And they only made one version of it, and they never made it again. You know, Tim Riggins.
Tim Riggins?
Yeah, what's this movie?
Is it not like the toaster from Mars?
No.
He said it was a Disney movie. Is it John Carter?
Yeah, John Carter's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor Kitsch. He has sex with this guy's girlfriend.
What?
For this movie. Yeah, it's very unfortunate. It's a very sad first season of that show.
I don't know, understand why people just have to have sex with your buddy's girlfriend.
This guy's Canadian.
Your own. Yeah.
He also played The Gambit in your favorite movie of all time.
That's not my favorite movie of all time.
You love that movie.
That movie doesn't exist in the real world. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, you love that movie.
Nope, I don't love that movie. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, am I up here?
Dude, listen to this run of movies. You ready for Taylor Kitsch? You ready?
I'm ready.
John Tucker Must Die, then Snakes on a Plane.
Hold on. Where is he in John Tucker Must Die?
I don't know. It just says Justin.
Who is Justin?
No idea. But then he was on Snakes on a Plane. The Covenant. Then Gospel Hill.
Was he in that? Was he in Covenant?
Yeah.
When?
And then he was in X-Men Origins. And then the Bang Bang Club, then Friday Night Lights, then John Carter. And then he flew too close to the sun, you know.
Dude, talk about a string of just awfulness.
Yeah.
Even though John Carter really wasn't his fault, John Carter's not bad. Yeah, it's not. It's just it made no money.
Yeah.
And they put so much money into it. I just don't think he's a likable guy, though. Think about it. Whenever you see him on the screen, you're not like, man, he blows me away.
He should be like in True Detective. You know what I mean? He like gives off that sort of vibe. Like a True Detective sort of guy.
Wasn't he in True Detective?
Oh, he may have been.
Man, he was in True Detective. He was in season 2.
Yeah. He was the army guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you just like not?
It's a great casting call, you know?
That's not a great casting call because it's terrible.
Maybe that's what I should do. I should become a casting agent. You should. And, like, you would actually be great in this movie. Like, I was already in that movie.
I was already there.
I was like, yeah, I'm great.
That's
great
how I know I'm good, because so I knew this was for you.
And, like, that movie made zero money. It was the worst decision of my career. So you were still in it. I told you.
Think about that. Even no matter what he's touched, it has blown up.
Yeah.
Not in a good way. And even True Detective Season 2 blew up in a horrible way.
Well, I mean, the problem with that season is that the director, you know, he got into Hollywood, you know? He got in the circles, and HBO wouldn't let him.
Didn't he play a gay guy in that one,
yeah,
too?
Or it was like he's secretly gay.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that. I quit after episode 4, and then whenever I found out he was gay, I go, okay, well, I'm glad that these are the twists that they're wanting to throw in here. True Detective Season 2 made no sense.
Well, they wanted to do the pedophile thing again. And I don't think HBO.
What?
Yeah, I don't think HBO would let him. Because he wanted to do it, like, inside, like, Hollywood and stuff. And, like, the weird parts of Hollywood. Like, you can't
so he pretty much had to come up with a story in 10 minutes.
Well, he had to go back and cut other stuff and make it fit.
Yes.
And I guess apparently, like, the California State Highway Patrol has a bunch of weird stuff. And he wanted to do about that, and they wouldn't let him do about that as well either.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know.
Man.
The only good part, season 2's worth watching, just whenever Colin Farrell grabs his fat redhead son by the cheeks and then, you know, calls him a bad word, you know?
Yeah.
Calls him a fat bad word. That's that makes the whole season worth it.
I don't think that makes the whole season worth it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No.
Yeah, I love that scene.
I don't think that does that. And what was I going to say? I was watching something the other day that I thought that you would actually enjoy. But no, you made me distracted with Colin Farrell, because every single time I think of him, I just think of, like, Lobster. I think of something along those lines. Colin Farrell, stepping up his game. But the best movie is In Bruges. Nothing beats it.
Yeah, I never watched all of it.
You make no sense as a person.
Well, I haven't
tried. Like, what do you do?
I haven't tried to watch it in 16 years.
This is the time for you to watch it, because you're in that mindset, Matt.
I'm in a Bruges mindset?
Yeah. Because Bruges is a fairy tale.
Oh, it's a fairy tale?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I may like it then.
It's not a fairy tale.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I watched The Minority Report. And I don't like it all that much.
Yeah, by the way, I've seen it recently. It doesn't age
like it.
In
I didn't
areas.
See it in 2004, and I fell asleep the entire time. And, like, the only cool thing about it is, like, they pretty much showed Alexa before Alexa came out. He's like, hallway lights.
Well, I also like the balls, though. As weird as that sounds. But yeah, the balls were like a really cool idea.
Yeah. Or like they don't have to handcuff people. They put the thing on their
head. Speaking of Colin Farrell, hey.
Yeah.
Is that why you're thinking of him?
Well, this made me want to bring this up, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't dig it as much. I thought I was going to really like it. I was like, yeah, it's fine, I guess.
I already told you need to watch Upgrade.
Yeah, we got to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it by myself.
Why? You scared?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Watch Hereditary by yourself.
I watch it once a year.
That doesn't make... Oh, my Lord. Nobody should watch that movie once a year as a tradition.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That movie stays with you. You don't need to rewatch it.
Yeah, speaking of CTE, when he hits his head in the desk over and over again.
Oh, my God.
That scene cracked me up in theaters just because all the kids in class are recording it, and they're like... But that's their first response instead of trying to help him just put their cell phones and...
I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
I felt so terrible whenever he was doing. I was like, I get it.
We have no control, dude.
It's so sad.
We can't even control what we're interested in, dude.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
All
right,
so who's your next? So you got two more picks.
Yeah, they're both wide receivers.
Well, yeah, you don't have a wide receiver.
Yeah. Well, so, because you're terrible at this. Deacon Moss. Also, Mean Machine. Also, Longest Yard, a.k.a. Michael Irvin. Done.
That's fine.
This is done. Like, what are we even talking?
Receivers are better.
No.
Michael Irvin's like 42.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're going on movie characters.
Also, his diet's probably pretty bad.
Did you see him catch those passes?
Yeah, he looked good in it.
Yeah, he looked really good in it. Can anybody stop him in that? No.
Air Bud could. Not very good cornerback, though.
Dude, Bobby Boucher is going to tear Air Bud's head off.
That's unfortunate. Well, it's like...
He's going to kill that dog. Bobby Boucher is going to kill that dog.
No, he's too cute. He couldn't get angry at the dog. You know how like, he has to psych himself up to tackle somebody? He couldn't get mad at the dog.
Well, tell him that the dog is sick and he poisoned the water by licking it.
No.
It's all we have to do.
Like maybe he pooped in the cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
There it is.
But he turns the mean coach into a puppy dog. So I think he would have trouble tackling him, actually.
No, because, again, somebody would put poop in the cooler and say, look what he did to your water.
Well, that's some next-level thinking. I don't know if they're capable of it.
What do you mean they're not capable of it?
I mean, Henry Winkler's kind of out of his
shoes. He said water sucks. Gatorade's better.
Yeah, but
use it on the field.
Yeah, but it's a puppy, though.
By the way, he's going to kill that puppy.
No, because, again, he turns the evil head coach on the other side of the line to a puppy.
That's what the coach did.
Well, the coach
did. That's not what Bobby Boucher did.
They both did it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't both do that.
It's a good example of active imagination, too.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
All right, so my other one.
Yeah, who's your next guy?
Going with the god dang American hero, Forrest Gump. Alabama.
That'd be a good running back.
It doesn't matter. He was a kick returner / wide receiver.
I think he'd have problems learning the playbook.
Hey, Forrest, run straight.
I know. I think he'd get covered. And you know, we're talking about the NFL here, you know?
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
There's a lot more route running than just running straight lines, you know?
Forrest carried an entire infantry to safety. I think carrying a football across a few yards is going to do just fine for Mr. Forrest Gump.
This would be a great running back pick, not a wide receiver pick.
No, this is a fine wide receiver. His position is kick returner wide receiver.
Yeah, but you don't get points off kickoff return yards. The defense gets those
points. It doesn't matter. He could get a touchdown.
Yeah, the defense
gets those before.
Points. Yeah, but you don't get points for that.
What do you mean I don't get? Yeah, you do.
The defense does.
Does it matter? I still get more points.
No.
No, the person that scores it gets the point.
No, the defense
does. Yeah, you're mine. No, they don't. The person gets the touchdown that they score.
They don't double count it.
Yes, they do. Dude, you're full. And by the way, the defense doesn't get it.
Yeah, defense special teams gets those points.
I think they get like 4 or 3.
They get 6.
No, the player gets the 6.
No, I thought the special
teams. By the way, I'm pretty sure each league is just different with it. So there's no point.
Yeah. All right. So I got my last two picks.
What are your last two?
I guess you have to make your flex pick, too.
Oh, I still got a flex here.
So tight end, I got AJ Soprano. Now, look, I know he doesn't play tight
end. Okay, this doesn't make sense. No.
I know he doesn't play tight end, but he plays defensive tackle, and he makes a really good play. And, you know, he's in middle school at the time. He's playing football, and I think in a different environment, he could have became a competent tight end at the professional level. And, like, you know, he could at least catch, you know, 4 passes for, you know, 20 yards a game or so in Bill O'Brien's offense. And then the defense I have is the Dallas Knights, who's the team that infamously plays the Miami Sharks in any given Sunday. And they definitely have the coolest end zone of all time. It's like this, like, bizarre Illuminati eye. And the whole end zone's painted gold as well, too. And so my defense is the Dallas Knights. Coolest end zone I've ever seen.
Okay, what is your deal?
AJ Soprano's a good pick.
No.
He's been growing to his body.
That is not a good pick. This is what I'm saying.
He's going to be enormous.
And you were trying to talk smack to Cheeseburger Eddie?
No, I wasn't talking smack about that.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
I'm fine with that.
You don't even know.
AJ Soprano's a good pick.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
There was no thought put into this. This is just what Matt likes.
No. As long as you get him off the internet and don't let him, you know.
Man, he's never going to catch a touchdown for you.
Yeah, he will.
He's never, what is it, once, like every 7 games?
Well, you know, he wants to, he's upset that his father's dead, and so he's going to make up for it.
You're assuming he's going to make up for his father?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to use that to spur himself and having a great NFL career.
What is your deal? Who does this? I just don't.
Mine's a beautiful thing, Taylor.
You have a. All right, who's your other?
Oh, I picked the Dallas Knights for my defense.
Wait, who are the Dallas Knights from?
They play the Miami Sharks in any given Sunday.
Why did you pick the Dallas Knights?
My defense.
Why?
It's cool. They have a cool end zone. I wasn't picked them or Dallas Carter.
Okay, Matt. Okay, Dallas Carter's Williams would have been a better one because your team is worthless.
No, my team's great.
Your team would be destroyed.
The Dallas Knights have a good defense.
You are going to be averaging 50 fantasy points a week with this team.
At least 160.
At least 160?
Easily. All right, so to recap.
Wait, I got to do my flex real quick.
Here, here's your flex.
Spike from the Little Giants.
Okay.
Running back. Spike, don't play with girls.
Well, that may be difficult, and I guess you don't have any girls on your team.
I don't.
Well,
I would have picked Becky Icebox, to be fair, but she's linebacker. I don't need another defense.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, it's a defense. You're not just picking her, you know.
I'm picking just Bobby Boucher from Mud Dogs.
No, you have the rest of the defense, too.
I know, but still.
He's good enough to carry the rest.
That's what I mean. You're saying Becky's not good enough?
No, but like,
why isn't Icebox good enough, man?
Everybody else on her team is a bunch of 9-year-old boys. That's the difference.
Matt, she is not matured yet. You know what she is going to be like when she matures?
Well,
have you ever see World's Strongest Women? She wins it every year.
Is that what she does?
I don't know. Damn it. I followed her.
I'm trying to think how many points the Dallas Knights give up in that game.
By the way, it was like 43, I'm pretty sure.
No.
It wasn't less than 27.
They had a great end zone, though.
It wasn't less than 27. That defense was terrible.
Well, what's your favorite football movie then?
Favorite football movie of all time?
Yeah.
We're being serious. It's Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. I don't think it's close. And that's just because I also love the disappointment. That's just why you and I are both a little bit depressing. Because we just like that type of ending with the movie where you don't expect it. The team doesn't win in the end. However, they should have because Dallas Card's a bunch of freaking cheaters.
Well, I haven't read the book in a while.
I'm pretty sure they were cheating that year,
no,
too.
No, well, eligibility. Yeah, it was eligibility. Yeah. And also, like, 4 of the players got arrested after the season was over, too, because they were committing robberies.
Nice.
And I think Judson, they ended up rescinding their state championship, and they gave it to Commerce Judson.
I
think that's how the story goes.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The book's really good, too. But the point for Friday Night Lights, though, is that it's not necessarily about winning a state championship. It's about, you know, the lessons you learn from playing the game of football.
And it was like the most hardcore thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It made football just seem like, ooh, you're not playing that. Oh, no. that's something you can't do. Taylor, that hurts. Look at that. That's a bruise right there. Oh, that guy's arm's broken. And then, of course, I also love Booby Miles.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Dude, Booby. God made Booby beautiful.
The landscape's great. And also the soundtrack's great, too, in that movie.
Man,
some good explosions in the sky.
Also, whatever happened to that quarterback? I always remember when you told me about the book, because they don't tell you in the movie. Wasn't his stats like 6 for 20?
Oh, yeah, he didn't do anything.
It was awful. And didn't he just do that one like catch, really?
Yeah, he was like Alex Smith, but even more of a game manager.
Yeah. No, I heard, like, I always remember whenever you told me, you go, yeah, you didn't do a damn thing. That's why they showed it like that.
Yeah, I have the book over there somewhere. It's a great book, though. It's cool because the book's like The Grapes of Wrath, where it's like one chapter about the team, then another chapter about, you know, like the oil fields or whatever, and another chapter about this, another chapter about like a game they play, and then another chapter about the difference between like Midland and Odessa.
By the way, it was awesome. So a dude at work said that he was my manager, and he said that his favorite sports movie was Radio. I laughed so hard.
Why?
Because why wouldn't you pick Radio?
I had a Spanish teacher called me Radio.
Okay, well, that's not funny.
Yeah, and then she pulled me aside. She's like, I hope you know I'm joking. I'm like, I'm going to go tell my mother.
By the way, you are kind of Radio, though.
No, I'm not.
You're so Radio. And the reason why it's so funny enough. Is because Radio is not about football.
Yeah, I don't know.
Radio's not about football. There's really like probably 20 minutes of football going on.
Yeah. It's about the brotherhood. It's about dudes rocking, you know?
I asked him if his second favorite was Rudy. He didn't laugh at that.
I don't like Rudy all that much.
Nobody should like Rudy. Rudy's overrated. Radio's better than Rudy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
By the way, you think we'll get blown up from like Rudy people? Think people like Rudy?
Oh, yeah. Of course people love Rudy. Small white people love Rudy, I bet. I'm surprised you don't love Rudy.
Why don't I like Rudy?
Because you're a small white person.
No, I'd much rather like, oh, we didn't even pick him. Mark Wahlberg's character.
I never saw that.
Was it Vinny? Vinny Papale?
Yeah.
Vinny Papale?
Invincible.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Well, he was real life, too.
Yeah.
But that's a great story whenever you think about it. Because he also scored a touchdown in his career. That's all you would ever need.
Even like going to one practice, you know?
Nah, because it still doesn't count that way.
It still is cool.
I mean, yeah, it's cool, but it's no different than just hanging out with the team.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe I'm not getting hit by the team, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know he scored a touchdown.
Yeah, he scored a touchdown in his career. They even showed the highlight of it. It was pretty cool because he was special teams.
Is that movie better than Transformers?
One or two or three.
I don't know.
Or four or five.
Four, I guess.
Okay, so I need to rewatch one. I've been thinking about this for a while. I need to rewatch it. Stop it. I can't.
It's great when you're 15.
I may rewatch it now, though, because Megan Fox has been showing off with Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, I don't understand where she keeps popping up everywhere now.
Yeah, I don't.
Whenever I go on Twitter now, it's like Megan Fox is trending.
So how is it that Machine Gun Kelly insults Eminem? Everyone's like, oh, Machine Gun Kelly, yeah, you're this, you're that, you're this. But then he gets Megan Fox. How is it that what's his face? What's the comedian that I hate? The one that's everywhere now. The one that's in Ariana Grande.
Oh, Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Did you know his new movie is Jude Apatow?
Yeah.
How is he getting all these girls?
I have no idea.
How is he getting a Jude Apatow film? And he's not like a good guy. It's not like a guy I really want to be like, yeah, he deserves it. Yeah, he's this.
He
he's
doesn't
funny.
Seem very funny either.
He's not funny.
And that movie looks bad too.
The problem is Jude Apatow, and I haven't told Lee that. Now we have
he's
to watch it.
When was the last time he made a good movie?
All of his movies aren't great, but they're not bad either.
Yeah, but why watch them that's not great?
Because
not
I'm
bad.
Hoping it's going to be good. I can use a decent new movie these days.
Watch Stalker.
I'm not watching a Russian Stalker movie.
It rocks. It's not about stalking somebody.
What is it about?
So it's like aliens come down from Earth and they go to and these areas that they infiltrated. They were there and they take off and they leave the area behind. And it's called the zone. And in these different zones, reality doesn't match our current reality. And so, for example, like if you step somewhere in a wrong spot, it can kill you. And there's different traps that can kill you and it changes constantly. And then humanity goes there and they take trips and try to take, you know, different artifacts from there in order to, you know, do whatever with or whatever. And the book is really great. And what makes the movie cool is like it takes like one trip into the zone and makes the entire movie out of it. Whereas the books takes like, you know, multiple trips and goes over, you know, span of 15 years or so of what it's like to live in that environment. And you look at the zone as like an example of the unconsciousness, or you can look at it as like that was communist Russia at the time where you have the government saying that this is reality, this is what it's like. But everybody else living there is like, that's not what this is like at all. That doesn't seem like it whatsoever. And so you have a complete difference between what's actually happening versus what, you know, is presented to you. And it's like the zone is what is that idea of like what actually is reality compared to what's presented to you. It's great.
When was the last fun movie you watched?
I watched Minority Report.
That's not a fun movie, man. I'm talking about a fun movie. What's the last comedy /
Leo? I watched Leon. That's a fun movie.
That's not a fun movie.
What's
the last comedy you watched?
There's no such thing as funny movies anymore.
Okay, see, this is where you're wrong.
It's not. There's no more funny movies anymore.
Did you watch the boys one? Where it was like the 12-year-old boys?
Yeah, I watched that one. That was like a year ago, though.
Okay. Man, was it really that long ago?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
Because I agree with your overall point where there's movies
there's nothing
that
funny
the comedies are really hard to come by these days. You're usually watching old comedies that you did back in the day.
Yeah.
And they're entertaining films, but that's the only way you're going to get it. Or it's a popcorn action comedy.
Or you listen to Bellred Radio.
Well, duh. Where else are you going to get this type of action?
Yeah. So I guess to sum up here, my team, I got Cap Rooney, who's Dennis Quaid in Any Given Sunday. I have Rod Tidwell and Clifford Franklin. My flex is and those are my wide receivers. My flex is Air Bud. My running backs are Smash Williams and Guard Dunham. My tight end is AJ Soprano. My defense is the Dallas Knights. Taylor, you have a quarterback, you have Sunshine. At running back, you have Maggette and Julian Washington.
Yeah, dude, you're done.
And wide receiver, you have Deacon Moss and Forrest Gump.
Oh!
At tight end, you have Cheeseburger Eddie.
Oh, my God.
And then defense, you have the South Central Louisiana State Mud Dogs.
And my flex?
And your... I said it.
Spike.
Your flex is Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest.
Spike.
Spike don't play with girls.
Yeah, I like it. I think we have a very competitive battle here. Which one of these fantasy football teams is better?
There's no competitive battle here. This is an ass whooping.
I wouldn't say that.
What do you mean?
I really like my team.
Do you really think that your team is going to score more fantasy points than my team?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Yeah, everybody.
Your entire team.
Your entire
team is not going to be playing against the... Who's going to be the worst team this year?
In the NFL?
Yeah.
The Jaguars?
I don't think that.
Yeah, they're going to be bad.
Worst team bad?
Yeah.
I am trying to think of another one. I can't. Because Miami, I think, will just be fun to see what they're going to do.
They'll be probably like a little bit below average.
I was talking to my manager. This is kind of getting on point, though, still. With football, do you think that it'd be just smart just to say we are going to hold off because flu season is coming about, this, this, and this, but then they start football in March?
I mean, I guess so. I think they should just give them all the coronavirus.
Okay.
And so that way...
What are you... What is going on?
Look, hear me out here, all right? You give each one of the players coronavirus. Everybody in the league has to have it. They go to bed. They deal with it. They make sure they don't have any more. Now they've had it. They can't get it again. They got the antibodies. Now you have to worry about, oh, now this guy has it. This guy doesn't. We got to isolate him.
Now, what if one of them dies?
You know, you got to crack an egg, you know, to play football.
You're willing
season.
To sacrifice over
I
don't, there.
I mean, they're all in good shape. They're
You're
all
like
healthy.
Sacrificing for the betterment of the league.
I mean, maybe if you have, maybe like, let's say you have asthma. You don't get the coronavirus.
If they die anyways, they weren't strong enough to be in the NFL.
That. But like these are guys who are like in good shape and they're young and they're healthy. So I think they would be okay. And then if you, like, let's say you have asthma, for example, then yeah, you can't get the coronavirus.
I was
going
to say, yeah.
Yeah, you can make some exceptions to it.
Okay, well that doesn't work for your theory then.
When I say every player, I mean like nearly every player, except for those with asthma. And then you give them the coronavirus and then you isolate them. And they go and they get isolated for 2 weeks and they don't have any more. Now you replace some football.
They should just do that for the NBA for sure.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is we're never going to get sports in 2020.
I don't think ever again.
What?
It's not going to go away.
I know it's not going to go away, but there's going to be a vaccine here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I forget about that. Are you going to take the vaccine?
I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to take it.
Either way. Man, I work at home. I don't have to drive 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm hanging out.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the idea of like a government mandated vaccine. I guess they did it to me anyways. But yeah, I'd probably end up taking it. I don't know.
I won't do what the government says. I'm going to go against them.
I don't know what's real anymore.
I don't know what's real either.
Well, that's our show for tonight. We'll be back on maybe next week, maybe the week after. Who knows? But we'll be back one day. I'm Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Battle Red Radio. And thank you for being on tonight, Taylor. And you know, stay safe, everybody.
Watch the Mary Kay and Ashley, man.
That sounded good to me. I thought it was pretty good.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.